Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley and I'm here every Sunday night from 9 to midnight with the finest in jazz. This week we have a couple of things. The first one is our monthly Keys and Strings Hour, and this will be vibes and guitars. And we will have a number of people, including Charlie Hunter, Victor Feldman, Gary Burton, Jim Hall, Joe Pass, and so forth. And then we will have, in the second and third hour, new music, including a wonderful concert from the Jaco Pastorius Word of Mouth Big Band and a recording of the great Bill Evans trio of Bill, Scott LaFaro, and Paul Motion at Birdland in 1960. All this is coming your way following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Jazz Unlimited. This is our Keys and Strings Hour for the month of June. We've got a set of three to start with. First is The Mooch, a duet between Charlie Hunter on seven-string guitar and Scott Amendola on drums in 2013. Then Caravan by the group Quadrant from 1980. And then finally The Serpent's Tooth, Victor Feldman on vibes, Scott LaFaro bass, and Stan Levy on drums in 1958. That was a set of three right here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being with me tonight. We heard Duke Ellington's The Mooch, played by Charlie Hunter on seven-string guitar and Scott Amendola on drums, recorded in 2013, followed by Caravan, played by Quadrant, which is Milt Jackson on vibes, Joe Pass guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Mickey Rooker on drums in 1980, and then finally Victor Feldman on vibes, Scott LaFaro on bass, and Stan Levy on drums, played The Serpent's Tooth in 1958. We've got a Joe Pass guitar solo, the trio DePaz and Joe Locke, our own Dan Rubright and Steve Schenkel, and the Very Tall Band. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we have a set of two following the station break. The first one is Charles Mingus's Goodbye Pork Pie Hat with Gary Burton on vibes and Ralph Towner on 12-string guitar in 1974. And then St. Thomas with Jim Hall on guitar, Ron Carter on bass. This is a 1972 live recording. Thank you. Guitar and Vibes right here on Jazz Unlimited. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for coming along with me tonight on the Keys and Strings Hour. And we heard Ralph Towner on guitar, Gary Burton on vibes in 1974 playing Charles Mingus's Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. And then another duet between Jim Hall on guitar and Ron Carter on bass in 1972. That's Sonny Rollins' St. Thomas. We've got Dan Rubright and Steve Schenkel, the Very Tall Band, and the Pat Metheny Trio coming up in this hour, so please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear a solo guitar piece from Joe Pass. This is The Song Is You, and it was recorded in 1973. And then we will hear one called Sword of Whispers, recorded live at Jazz Baltica. This is Joe Locke on vibes, Romero Lubombo on guitar, Nilsson Mata on bass, and Daduka da Fonseca on drums. The last three make up the trio de Paz. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the Keys and Strings Hour for June on Jazz Unlimited. We heard a solo guitar piece, The Song Is You, played by Joe Pass in 1973, and then the Trio de Paz of Romero Lobombo on guitar, Nilsson Mata bass, and Deduca da Fonseca on drums, plus Joe Locke on vibes, played Sword of Whispers live at Jazz Baltica in 2007. We have a new recording from the Bill Evans, Scott LaFaro, Paul Motion trio coming up, so please stay tuned. And now we have a set of three. The first one is our own Dan Rubright and Steve Schenkel on guitars playing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot in 2001. And then Milt Jackson will do a solo vibes piece on Nature Boy, recorded in 1998. And then finally, we will hear Is This America? And it's the Pat Metheny Trio with Pat on guitar, Christian McBride bass, and Antonio Sanchez on drums in 2005, following the station break. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that set of three closes the first hour and the Keys and Strings hour for June. First one was our own Dan Rubright and Steve Schenkel playing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot in 2001. Then Milt Jackson did a vibe solo on Nature Boy in 1998. And then finally the Pat Metheny Trio played Is This America in 2005. We've got a station break, and following the break, we're going to hear Bill Evans, the John McLean Clark Summers Band, and Gerald Clayton in the second hour.